Now you can get even more from the Kurt Angle Show over at adfreeshows.com. Oh, it's true. Enjoy the entire Kurt Angle Show library with no ads, plus catch brand new episodes each week before anyone else does, starting at just $9. That definitely doesn't suck. What else doesn't suck? Interactive experiences that you can take part in with me. You get to jump on and ask me questions during our gold medal Q&A events. And if you joined us for Top Guy Weekend, we got to hang out together in Chicago. Ad-Free Shows also has tons of bonus episodes, including my recent top 10 dream opponents list and watching back the night I kissed Stephanie McMahon. It is truly the gold standard in wrestling content. Get the Kurt Angle Show and all of Conrad's podcasts early, ad-free, and on video for as low as $9 a month. That's just 30 cents an episode. Head over to adfreeshows.com right now to sign up.
Hey, y'all, it's Rebel with AEW. And when I'm not with the doctor helping her dominate the women's division, you can find me on adfreeshows.com every other Sunday, hosting my personal happy hour, Rebel's Happy Hour. And I would love for you to join me. It's an hour long of drinking, laughing, a little Q&A, maybe some guest surprises, and just chatting about whatever's on your mind. I promise it's a good time. And yes, it is all face-to-face. So do it now. Do it today. Sign up at adfreeshows.com and become a top guy. And tell them Rebel sent you. Mwah.
NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Phew. Christmas is finally behind us, but are you dreading those credit card bills headed your way? Well, here's a pro tip. Don't get stuck making minimum payments in the new year. SaveWithConrad.com can help you get rid of your credit card debt just like that. Oh, and we're going to get you the best deal on a mortgage you've ever had. But how's this for starters? No payments until March. You don't need money out of your pocket or perfect credit. So find out how much money you can save for free right now at SaveWithConrad.com.
Will he want to go?
We are broadcasting from the Blue Chew Studios. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ANGLE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the Kurt Angle Show. On the show today, we'll be discussing Royal Rumble 2006 and my first and only World Heavyweight title reign. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Kurt, I'm doing great, man. Always good to be here with you on the Kurt Angle Show. And it is freaking Royal Rumble season. I know last week we did the Megasode 2000, 2001, 2002. Got a lot of great feedback from that show. We had a lot of fun putting it together. But dude, speaking of Royal Rumble, before we jump into Royal Rumble 2006, you got a phone call this past week, didn't you, buddy?
Yes, I did, from the WWE, and they want me to be involved in the show for the next month or so. And I'm really excited about it, so we'll see what's in store for me.
Man, that's awesome news. You texted me and told me, and I was through the roof happy for you. It's always fun to see Kurt Angle on our WWE television screens, and I can't wait to see what they have in store for you. As this show drops, Rumble would have occurred already the night before. Obviously, we're recording before this, so we'll see what happens if we see you on that show or not, but it's just really cool to know that you're going to be involved in some form or fashion for the next little bit.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, listen, let's jump into it, man. We're here to talk about Royal Rumble 2006, and the story this year in 06 really starts for you at New Year's Revolution. You're in the Elimination Chamber main event for the WWE title. It is in Albany, New York, and it's you against John Cena. He's the champion, along with Shawn Michaels, Carlito, Chris Masters, and Kane. And I want to ask you before we get into this, because we got a clip. I can't wait to throw it to it because this place is going to explode when it's Angle time. Is it nerve-wracking standing in those pods at all, waiting to get in there? What is that like?
It's pretty intense because you want to go out there and do your thing and you're stuck in there. So I knew the cameras would be showing me, so I was acting like a rabid animal, stuck in a cage, foaming at the mouth. And I couldn't wait to get in there. And then when they released me, it was suplexes across the board And then I got eliminated.
Well, buddy, we're going to show a clip from that, and I don't want to steal any of the thunder. I want us to hear and listen to the crowd pop. So I'm going to play the some of the audio for that right now. Let's check it out. You near New Year's Revolution here, 06.
Traditional rules do apply. Double backdrop from HBK. Oh, wait, we're down to 3 seconds.
Who's it going to be, boys?
Tangle of the Masterpiece. A trifecta of German suplexes.
Gosh, he's on fire. Look out.
No bridges, gentlemen. All impact. He is punishing his opponents with purpose.
Stay out of the way, Red.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Kurt Angle. I mean, intense does not begin to describe this man here tonight.
He's a wrestling
nightmare. Oh, God. Kurt Angle doesn't care who he flips, where he flips him. And Shawn Michaels hit that.
Carlito lands knees first on the steel.
Carlito was almost decapitated. He was hung on that top rope.
Carlito's out. Shawn Michaels landed on his lower back.
And now Kurt Angle has what he wants. He has isolated the WWE champion who he has nothing but hatred for.
You're exactly right. There's nothing that the Olympic champion would like more than to be the man to eliminate John Cena.
And there is nothing he won't do to John Cena to eliminate him in the elimination chamber.
Here. Oh, God!
Catapult right into that steel chain.
Kurt Angle has single-handedly turned this match upside down.
Kurt, I counted like 7-8 suplexes right off the bat you coming in. Dude, where do you get the energy for something like that? Unbelievable.
Well, you only have a few minutes to do what you do, especially with me. I was getting eliminated early, so I wanted to make a huge impression at first.
Well, the crowd went nuts when you came in. German suplexes everywhere, as I said. You're the first one eliminated when HBK hits you with the super kick for the pin. And this is weird, man. I got to admit, this is interesting because these are also the days where WWE was running split crews. So while you guys are doing your thing here at the pay-per-view here, there's also another show happening for SmackDown. And it's main evented by Batista and Mark Henry. And I bring this up because Batista would tear his tricep at this show. Did you know at this point in the pay-per-view that this had occurred? Were you guys filled in yet? Or did you know any of this information about Batista tearing his tricep?
No, we didn't know at that particular time. And that's not the reason I got eliminated early.
Okay.
The reason I got eliminated early is because I won paper, rock, scissors. We had a competition because John Cena was the champion. He was going to retain the title at Elimination Chamber. So the other five of us decided everybody wanted to get eliminated early. They didn't want to last the whole match because they weren't going to win. And I won paper, rock, scissors, so I got eliminated first. That doesn't happen very often, but we did it that night.
Paper, rock, scissors, guys. You heard it here first. That's how they determine who would win an elimination or go out first in elimination scissors. Holy shit. Wow. Never heard that one before, but that's fun. Well, let's show everyone. Let's show the fans. Let's let them listen in your elimination here for this match.
Oh, he's sizing up Kurt Angle.
You have Chris Masters in the ankle lock.
Is the Masterpiece going to be
which he should tap out by now. Give me a break.
You're damn right, you should.
Come on. And here comes Cena. You counter it. Get him in the ankle lock. And I love referee Mike Chioda in there calling the action for this Elimination Chamber.
Little Mike.
Yep. Coyote.
This is a little too long.
I don't think anybody's going to want to.
Sweet chin music from HBK. 1, 2, and 3.
Kurt Angle has been eliminated.
And the reason I had Sean eliminate me is because we were doing a program together, and I figured this would add some continuity to it.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle. Drop the chips, make physically fit protein snacks part of your daily gold medal routine. They're high in protein, made from 100% all-natural real chicken meat and organic plant protein. Air-baked, low in net carbs, and taste insanely delicious. Grab a bag today and enjoy curbing your hunger with a crispy crunch and intelligent real food protein snack. Now you and your family can reach the gold with Physically Fit. Now available in 11 great flavors. Visit physicallyfit.com.
What are you waiting for? Hurry up and go to savewithconrad.com. Hurry up and start saving money. That's what we're talking about. Keeping more of your own money. That really is what we do at savewithconrad.com. How's this for starters? No house payments for 2 months. And when it comes time for you to start making payments 2 months from now, it's going to be the best deal you ever had. You see, not only are we going to get you the best interest rate you ever had, we're also going to help you get out of debt faster and do it with cheaper monthly payments. Now, you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this, but if you're in a 30-year loan, it's not a matter of if we can save you money. It really is a matter of how much. And I'm sure you know by now your house is worth more than ever before. Why not use that newfound equity to get rid of your private mortgage insurance? That PMI, as we like to call it, could save you hundreds of dollars each and every month, and you could be paying it unnecessarily. Stop giving your money away. Get rid of your PMI. Get the best rate you ever had. And hey, if you've got credit card debt, what are you doing? The average interest rate is over 19% on credit cards in America, and you know you can do better than that. Plus, the interest you pay on a credit card is not tax deductible. So not only can we get you a better rate, but a greater tax deduction too. If you can get a lower monthly payment and a greater tax deduction, and save tens of thousands of dollars by paying your house off faster, why wouldn't you? Hurry, find out how much money you can save for free at savewithconrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. And that's right, don't forget, skip your next two payments at savewithconrad.com.
So there you go. So you said the reason I had Sean eliminate me. So you had a little bit of a say in that.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So there you go. You're out. You're eliminated. And Edge would end up coming out after the Elimination Chamber and cashing in his Money in the Bank contract to defeat John Cena to become the new WWE champion. And it's reported in the Observer that it wasn't decided upon to do that until late in the week. Did you know ahead of time that that was the plan as far as Edge cashing in here?
No, I didn't. I knew the day of the show, and I wasn't surprised. I knew Edge would cash in sooner than later, especially for before WrestleMania, and that's what happened. He became champion that night.
Well, let's get into it, because this is really the narrative of this episode. When are you told about Batista's arm injury tearing his bicep tendon?
Well, ironically, I saw him at the hotel that night when he injured his elbow. For some reason, we were crossing paths because we had a show near each other, and he was pretty down. And he told me that he tore his tendon off his elbow and he'd have to have surgery. And he was pretty upset about it. I felt badly for him.
Yeah, that is definitely, especially when you're carrying the title and you know, yes, automatically you're going to have to give up that the belt. That has got to be very disheartening. And
I know he didn't want to drop it that way. Nobody wants to drop it that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. So they got to figure out what to do here. What's next steps? So the next night on Raw, you're going to team with Shawn Michaels, and you lose to Chris Masters and Carlito. Yes, I just said that. I can't believe I said that. But you and Shawn Michaels lose to Chris
Masters. Got to push the young guys.
You pass out in Masters' Master Lock after HBK hits you with the Sweet Chin Music. It's announced that next week on Raw, you'll be taking Shawn on one-on-one. Which, by the way, this is important, as you said. He also took you out in that Elimination Chamber. But here we go, Kurt. Here's the flip in the plans. So you're still a Raw superstar. But they put you in your car, and from Raw, you're going from Hershey to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to be on SmackDown. And my goodness, that night, you're going to become the world heavyweight champion for the first time. But first, before we get there, let's discuss the move to SmackDown. Are you excited about moving to SmackDown from Raw? Or at this point in time, are you looking at this as a step down?
I never looked at being on either show as a step down. I never thought that SmackDown was second to Raw or Raw was second to SmackDown. But the reason why they chose me is because they went to the other top wrestlers on Raw and none of them wanted to leave Raw. And Vince called me and said, I need a favor from you. I know you were on SmackDown for years. You just came over to Raw recently, but I need you to go back to SmackDown. And I said, Vince, I'm a team player. I'll do this, whatever you need. And I did it.
Kurt, are you told when you're moved that, hey, we're going to have plans for you with the World Heavyweight Championship? Or is that something that's communicated to you once you arrive at the arena that day?
Actually, Vince told me on the phone that night when I talked to him. So it was before the event, the night before. And I knew that I would win the World Heavyweight title in a battle royal.
Well, before the bicep tear, obviously, I'm sure there was some kind of plans in place. Was the goal to have you eventually head to WrestleMania to work with Shawn Michaels before Batista's injury? Do you know if that was laid out ahead of time or not?
My guess is yes. I think that I would have wrestled Shawn. We would have probably had our fourth or fifth match. It would have been the blow-off match, and it would have been at WrestleMania. So I would guess that it would have been Shawn Michaels that I would have wrestled at WrestleMania to duplicate the same match we had at WrestleMania 21.
Buddy, you and Shawn Michaels could wrestle every WrestleMania as far as I'm concerned.
I love wrestling. I don't know anybody that doesn't love wrestling, Shawn. Everybody's had their best match ever with Shawn Michaels.
It's true. And, and you're at the top of your game and you two together just had some great matches. We're going to watch a clip of one of them.
Chemistry. Yeah.
Great chemistry. Absolutely. For sure. So here you are. And by the way, we've covered and you've talked about WrestleMania 22. It's back in the archives, so check it out. So you arrive in Philadelphia for SmackDown. And also with you at this point, you have Daivari. He's your manager at the time. Let's educate those that don't remember this. First of all, why is Daivari your manager? Do you remember why they brought him in to help you out?
Well, I kept turning babyface, and Vince wanted me to stay heel. So he gave me Daivari as a manager because Daivari was a heel his whole career. So that was the idea, was to try to keep me heel. The problem was, fans started really liking me and liking my wrestling machine character. It was really tough to stay heel.
Mm. Well, he's with you. What about his thoughts? Do you know what he thought about, hey, because again, you're going to SmackDown. He's coming with you. He doesn't necessarily have much say in the matter. Was he excited about the move?
Yeah, because we were going to be world champion. I think anybody would be excited about that.
True. Good point. He's going to be featured in the main storylines there. So Batista's there. He's at the show. He's vacating the title. Talk about, did you get to have any conversations with him the day of SmackDown and the taping and what his mindset was that day, Kurt?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to him, but I did talk to him the night or two nights prior when he got injured. And, like I said before, he was really upset and really down about what happened.
I'm assuming that because it was so fresh, did he realize, hey, this could potentially be a 6-month layoff, if not longer? Had he had any idea what this may look like for him?
Well, for most wrestlers, we know what injuries, how long you're going to be out. Just assuming, you tear a tendon off your elbow, you're going to be out for a while, at least 6 months, maybe 8 months. So it depends on what the injury is. If it's a pulled muscle, a few weeks. If it's a torn muscle, a few months. But a torn tendon, 6 to 8 months.
Wow. Well, going into the show, obviously, everything you had planned out for Rumble changes. And again, we talked a little bit about the plan that we think would have been and you think would have been Shawn Michaels eventually for WrestleMania. Do you know if there was a plan for you for the Rumble prior to all this changing?
I would guess I would have been in the Rumble. And I think that Shawn and I would have duplicated what we did a couple years prior. WrestleMania or the year prior at WrestleMania 21, before that we did the Royal Rumble where Shawn eliminated me. And I'd imagine this time I probably would have eliminated him, and that would have continued the storyline.
So it's the new year, and Magic Spoon is perfect for meeting your goals, whether it's eating healthier or saving more time in your morning routine. And that checks two of our boxes for all of our New Year's resolutions list, right? We want to become more efficient. We want to eat a little better. And I know what you're thinking. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But then eventually we realize it's full of sugar and junk we shouldn't be eating, and we give it up. And we're all trying to eat better right now, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. You see, Magic Spoon has all the amazing flavors you love with none of the bad stuff. It's also an amazing midnight snack right before bed. If you've been trying to cut down on carbs or sugar or unhealthy food, don't feel like you can't eat anything anymore. Check this out. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar. Magic Spoon has 13 to 14 grams of protein. Magic Spoon has only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Magic Spoon is only 140 calories a serving. Magic Spoon is keto friendly. Magic Spoon is gluten free. Magic Spoon is grain free. Magic Free is soy free. Magic Spoon is low carb. Build your own box. Available flavors. Custom bundle. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies, cream, maple, waffle. Seriously, you hear me? It's just fun talking about Magic Spoon. Can you believe that you can get all these great flavors with none of the bad stuff? I can't believe this is real. Go to magicspoon.com/angle, grab a custom bundle of cereal, and start your new year off right. And be sure to use our promo code ANGLE at checkout, and you're going to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/angle and use the promo code ANGLE to save $5 off. And we thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode and for making me say, cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter. I love Magic Spoon and you will too. Check it out right now. MagicSpoon.com/angle. Blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple, waffle. Time to tell you about something I'm super passionate about, protecting your family. Yes, this is a life insurance ad for GoliathLife.com, but to me, this is really about peace of mind. Think about insurance for a second. We all get medical and auto insurance, yet we never even know if we're going to have a need for it. Let me let you in on a little secret. You need life insurance. We're all going to die. Now, as you let that reality sink in, think about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. If you don't have a plan for that, you need to visit GoliathLife.com. And I mean right now. And just personally, I've lost 2 friends in their 40s this past year and a half, and I don't even want to think about what their families would be going through had they not had life insurance. If you don't have it, get it. Protect your family. And I suggest you go to GoliathLife.com because they've made the process of getting affordable life insurance super easy. Goliath Life streamlines the life insurance process by allowing you to get quotes for more than 20 carriers within minutes. And you'll pick your terms and payments to fit your budget. You pick your price, you start the online application immediately, and even schedule the medical exam to come to you. And I've done it. They sent someone to my office. I skipped the phone calls, the paperwork, and the crazy invasive conversations. Goliath Life makes buying life insurance simple. There's no hidden fees, no upsells, no hassle, hell, not even a phone call. Goliath Life is life insurance in your hands on your time. Get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com.
Well, Kurt, we're going to go to it. We're going to go to the Battle Royal. We're going to first go, we're going to join it where they're introducing you as the surprise entrant. Mind you, you had not been on the SmackDown brand at this point. You had just been on Raw, so this is a huge surprise to the crowd. And then you'll notice the video fast forwards it towards the end when you win. And man, I got to say, this was a lot of fun here in Philadelphia, particularly because I was in the crowd for this.
I know you were, Paul.
And I remember this. And when I saw we were covering this, I thought, oh, this is awesome. I've been looking forward to
this
one.
For you, huh?
It is, because I was right there in the crowd. And when the confetti was a falling, it was a big night. So let's go to that and listen to the pop that you get or the crowd reaction as you come in and then the ending here.
We got one more entry. Who is it? What? What the hell is this?
match. You gotta be kidding me. General manager Theodore Long, does he know what's going on?
Well, I know what's going on.
Kurt Angle's here on SmackDown.
Wait a minute, what the?
Kurt Angle's a part of this Battle Royal to crown a World Heavyweight Champion.
I don't know how he swung this. Angle's part of Raw, and JBL is waiting for him.
JBL just told the SmackDown locker room, move away, let me take on Kurt Angle. I want Raw's Kurt Angle.
Here we go.
And here we go.
From Raw is,
watch out! And JBL has been eliminated.
Oh my God!
JBL has been eliminated.
What the? Wait a minute.
Vito's been eliminated.
What the? This guy's not even from Smith. What is going on?
Everybody, gang it up on Kurt Angle.
Beat the hell out of him. You got him.
Kurt Angle from Raw showed up here tonight and eliminated JBL and Vito from the get-go. And now this over-the-top rope battle royal is underway.
It's tough to get out of that.
Kurt Angle using every muscle in his body to try to immobilize Mark Henry here, to try to teeter on the apron.
Trying to pull him over the top rope.
So, Kurt, we fast forward through the initial eliminations, and here you are. It's down to you and Mark Henry. He's got with Melina with him at this point. She's at ringside in the storyline here, and you got Daivari. And this is the ending with you, a big badass Mark Henry.
He's a beast too, man. This guy was so hard to eliminate.
And look at how you do with this. You've got him in a head scissors trying to bring him outside of the ring from over the top rope.
I just wanted to make sure that head scissors stood.
And look, there it is. The new King of SmackDown.
I'm back on SmackDown again.
Yeah, you're just not.
You're first,
buddy. You just weren't back on SmackDown. You're the world champion on SmackDown. That's a way to come back to a show. Look, fireworks. I mean, it's full deal here. You're getting the WrestleMania send off on a SmackDown. Confetti is shooting in the air.
This was a cool moment.
That's what I'm saying. I'll never forget it. I had never been in an audience before for a confetti moment on wrestling. So there you go, man. Oh, so much fun. And Kurt, big moment for you right there.
Yeah, it was a huge moment. It was the first and only time I actually won the World Heavyweight Championship. And it was my sixth world title in WWE.
Well, as we said, and as we saw there, you eliminate JBL in 9 seconds, Vito in 13 seconds, Orlando, Jordan, William Regal, Paul Burchill. I mean, you're just taking them all out. And then obviously Mark Henry, you win the world title. But before we go any further, I want to ask, William Regal recently released by WWE after a 22-year run. What did you think of that? And were you surprised to hear that news, Kurt?
I was surprised. He was a huge asset to the company. He was a great trainer and coach, one of the best technicians I've ever known. He was a big plus for the company. I was really shocked they let him go.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are. Has a great wealth of knowledge and done so much for the wrestling business. But let's continue on now with the storyline here. So Mark Henry, the man in the ring with Batista when Batista got hurt. So obviously he's going to be positioned as the top contender for the title. But at this point, Kurt, you're a heel. Mark's a heel. Did this make you the de facto babyface in this kind of confrontation between the two of you?
Well, if you noticed that night, I was a babyface.
The crowd made you a babyface.
Like I said before, I was struggling hard to stay heel. So this was an easy transition, especially going up against Mark Henry because he was one of the top heels in the company.
So Henry would attack you after the match, put you through a table. And I guess at this point, they're starting to fill you in as the creative. Hey, you're going to be working with him at the Rumble. I mean, I'm sure you got to find out that news pretty quickly after this event.
Well, you know, that's why he got heat on me after the Rumble. After I beat him, he was angry, put me through a table, and that continued the program on to the Royal Rumble.
Well, let's hear from Dave Meltzer and his thoughts, what he has to say from the Observer. He said Angle's low back along with his neck are in real bad shape these days. His mentality won't allow him to take it easy. And now that he's got the belt, he's going to be out there every night trying to deliver championship matches with the likes of Henry, which isn't likely to help. Is that your mentality? And talk about where you are at this point with your neck and your back and all this good stuff.
Yeah, that was my mentality. I always went 120%. And you have to remember, at this point in time, I broke my neck already four different times in WWE. And so I was at the point in my life where I was like, I just have to keep going till I can't go anymore. That was my mindset at this particular time, which wasn't the right mindset. I shouldn't be abusing my body like that, especially after, you know, at this point in time, I actually had a broken neck. My neck was broken during this match. And the only reason why I didn't have surgery is because none of the discs had any damage. It was just broken vertebrae. And they would heal, and the doctor just told me, be careful, which is really hard to do in wrestling. But I figured, you know what? If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down fighting. I'm going to work and wrestle as hard as I possibly can for the fans until I can't go anymore. And that was my mindset.
Well, and the thing of it is, and now you're in the ring with the big bear, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. I mean, my God, talk about torture on the body. How hard was it kind of wrestling a guy with his size, stature? That's got to be tough on you, Kurt.
Well, you know what? Mark was a pretty damn good athlete. You know, he was hard to lift up, but for the most part, he was really safe. He wasn't stiff. The only stiff thing that he did was a splash where he landed on you with all 400 pounds on your body. But other than that, you know, Mark was pretty good to work with. I didn't have any problems physically working with Mark. Mm.
Well, now you go on to take on Sean at Raw. You get the title. Your title won't be on the line. But
that was a WrestleMania match here on Raw.
That's, here we go.
Yeah, that's why I said that I would probably wrestle him at WrestleMania, because we ended up using this match here as the blow-off match.
So let's take a look at this clip, because we have some fun from that as well. So here we go. This is Vince McMahon and Shawn Michaels, and let's check this out, and then I'll have some questions for you here. Okay.
You will be facing Shawn Michaels as scheduled here tonight. But you're not going to be defending your world heavyweight title here tonight. No, but there will be a stipulation. Stipulation, the match would be one like, if Shawn Michaels loses this match to you tonight, Shawn Michaels' contract will be terminated immediately tonight.
What? What did he say?
So why don't we get Shawn Michaels out here right now, Lillian. Introduce Shawn Michaels. Let's have our first match here tonight on Raw. Come on, let's get it on.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Introducing first.
What a way to kick off the show, huh? Shawn Michaels, first match of the night.
Yeah, so we're watching here as, you know, those on ad-free can see the video. It's you and Shawn Michaels. We'll go back to some audio here in a minute. But Shawn comes down, you're wrestling. Vince throws out the stipulation. And before the match, you would cut a promo that your contract had actually expired on January 1st. And when you heard about Batista's injury, you made the decision to go. Is this them? Is this creative kind of helping you guys fix some of the storyline gaps at this point?
Yes, because they didn't want me just to say, hey, I switched from Raw to SmackDown just because I wanted to. So there had to be some kind of stipulation or reason why I left. And it's because my contract expired on January 1st, and I was able to be a free agent and go where I wanted. And I decided to go to SmackDown.
Well, here you are, you, Shawn Michaels. What you said should have been, were originally was planned potentially as a WrestleMania match. Let's listen into some of the commentary here. You said it earlier how fun it is to work with Shawn, but you can just see the smoothness between the ankle lock and transition.
Yeah, we were smooth together. We had great chemistry. But Sean, he sold like no other. I mean, he really made it look really real.
Look at him.
He was the best.
Yeah, his selling and now we have Daivari jumping in the ring with a chair. Let's listen to the commentary.
Kurt Angle's got Shawn Michaels hooked.
What is Daivari thinking?
What the hell are you doing, Daivari? He'll fix it. Oh, you're going to fix something.
Daivari is smooth.
Oh, he slaps you in the face. Oh, it's on. Daivari, that was not the right move, my friend.
Daivari's judgment just went from bad to worse.
You got that right, Joey Styles.
That's how you get rid of a mannequin.
So there he goes. He's out. He's gone. See you, Daivari. And now, is this to fully transform you to the babyface that you need to be now on the SmackDown brand?
Yes, that was the idea, and I had to get rid of Daivari to do that.
But I don't think, does it bother you at all that you had to take the L in order to accomplish that? Because you didn't lose the title, right?
No, I mean, I was protected because there was interference.
So, yeah.
You know, losing to Sean by any means, there's nothing wrong with that. I would do a job for Sean any day, any time. But, you know, here I was protected because it was Daivari's fault, and he caused me to.
Well, fast forward now to the January 20th edition of SmackDown. We're getting closer to that Rumble. And now you are going to fight Daivari, because of course you are. That's how the storyline progresses. And here it is. We're going to jump to that clip of you and Daivari and how that ends to set up Royal Rumble.
And take out anything he sees. Watch out. Angle slam delivered to Daivari. And Kurt Angle is in the zone.
When the straps are off, your shit's done, man. It's over.
What's gonna happen?
It's like Hogan hulking up all over again. Uh-oh.
What is she doing in the ring? The referee gonna call for the disqualification here, but Melina's in all kinds of trouble.
Uh-oh. Why would she jump? Don't jump on Angle's back.
She deserved it. I don't disagree, but...
You don't see this these days.
In some wrestling groups, they do have intergender wrestling, but here you go.
Loving blow by the world's strongest man,
Mark Henry.
Uh oh, Cole, we've seen this from Henry, and that'll break ribs.
That's the splash of the
power slam.
God,
the world's strongest.
That's
man.
When he stepped. That's Mark the only
Henry
move.
And Kurt Angle meet for the World Heavyweight Championship at the Royal Rumble. But you've got to be concerned for Kurt Angle's health here tonight.
Wait a minute.
And he's going for the stairs, buddy. This doesn't look good, my friend. Lucky he didn't hit you with those stairs.
Well, Cole, Mark, it's amazing how easily he threw those stairs in here.
And look at Mark Henry just stalking the World Heavyweight Champion.
Mark Henry is vicious. Angle, turn around.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Watch out. No, don't do it. No. The stairs to the shoulder and back of Kurt Angle, driving Angle out of the ring.
Now, the reason he didn't hit me in the head with the stairs is because my neck was broken.
Yeah.
He decided to play it safer than sorry.
I mean, my goodness. Well, you know, I was thinking to myself, wow, what would Meltzer say after you took that blow to the back? But listen, Melina, you put her in the ankle lock. I got to imagine it was probably the softest ankle lock you've ever applied in your entire life.
I took care of it.
So you defeat Daivari, okay, in your first official match there by disqualification. We saw Melina. She jumps all over you. Mark Henry interferes, attacks you. You're officially a babyface. We are all cheering so hard for you, Kurt. Were you happy to be back on the babyface side?
For me, it didn't matter. As long as I was wrestling, I was.
As long as them paychecks are rolling in, baby, and you're wrestling. That's right.
As long as I'm getting paid, I'm doing what I love to do.
There you go.
Whether I was a babyface or a heel.
Well, let's get back to Dave because we all love to hear what the Observer has to say, and he has some interesting news. Just after winning the world title, the health of Kurt Angle is once again in question.
Of course.
As what is believed to be significant neck damage has led to Angle's hand going numb. Angle has continued to wrestle, although he was heavily protected, doing short tag team matches on his second and third night in Mexico this week when word got out about the damage. I feel like I'm on Inside Edition. Angle went into the January 19th WWE debut in Mexico City in great pain, according to a few sources. The decision was made to put him in short matches in Guadalajara and Monterrey, where partners Rey Mysterio and Chris Benoit carried the load. The expectation over the weekend was that Angle would be going for another MRI this week to try and determine the problem, but with Angle's history of neck problems, the concern, at least some parts of the company, was very high. Many have questioned how, with his back and neck injuries and pain not a secret, that there wasn't more concern addressed to Angle's health in recent weeks, if not longer. But when Angle got back from Mexico, he claimed he was okay and may not even be getting checked out. Break it down for us, Kurt. Is your hand getting numb? What's happening? Who do you tell? Fill us in here.
Well, like I said, my neck was broken and I, you know, had a little swelling in my neck and my hand went numb. And I was down in Mexico and these doctors were given acupuncture with acupuncture needles. And the crazy thing was they were using the same needles on every wrestler. And I didn't know this. And Dr. Rios, the WWE doctor, came up to me and said, "Hey, Kurt, they use the same needles on these Mexican wrestlers, on the American wrestlers. They use the same ones on you. Oh, you're going to have to get tested for hepatitis when you get back for a whole year." I had to get tested every month for a whole year to make sure I didn't get hepatitis. It was crazy.
Dude. So when Mexico changed around, I mean, so all the stuff, when you come back to the States, does Vince talk to you about any of this? Or are you going to the medical office? Like, what does this look like?
Well, the numbness went away. And I decided that I was fine, and I went to Dr. Rios, and he checked me over, gave me a physical. I passed it, and I said, "I want to keep wrestling." He said, "All right, but just be careful because your neck, you still have broken vertebrae in your neck, and that's what's causing the numbness in your arms, in your hands." So, but they allowed me to continue to wrestle because I wanted to.
My goodness, I cannot believe the lack of sterilization and how that could have, and I guess everything was fine for the next year. You didn't get hepatitis or anything like that.
Oh, thank goodness.
But man, that's freaking scary. So we move on, and you're on the go-home SmackDown. You take on Eminem, Joey Mercury, and Johnny Nitro in a handicap match because of Melina attacking you the week before, so it only makes sense. You get the win, which is impressive considering they were the SmackDown Tag Team Champions at the time. What did you think of working with both these guys, Johnny Nitro and Joey Mercury?
I thought they were the best tag team on SmackDown, and I really believe they were. And it was a huge honor for me to beat both of them in a handicap match. They made me look really strong.
Mm. Two very talented folks. Johnny Nitro is still doing his thing, and I know he's no longer with WWE, but man, talented performer. He's done some great things in Impact. It'll be interesting to see where he shows up next. He's a pending free agent. But, man, some of the stuff he could do in the ring, the flips and some of the high
incredible moves, athlete,
yes. Unbelievable. Well, after the match, Mark Henry attacks but ends in the ankle lock and powers out of it, which is something not done often. Is this just trying to get this guy over as a monster or what? Powering out of your ankle lock, Kurt.
Of course, Mark Henry, you always want to make him look like a monster. I mean, he is legitimately the strongest man in the world. So, you know, and he's 400 pounds. So you have to make him look, fit the part.
Yeah, he incredible athlete, especially too for a man his size. So we've made it to the Rumble. It's at American Airlines Arena in Miami. It's you versus Mark Henry in the main event. You guys are going to go on after John Cena versus Edge in the and the Royal Rumble match itself. Rey Mysterio ends up winning the Royal Rumble, who, by the way, we've had here on the show. Fantastic guest. If you haven't listened, go check out that one in the archives. Did you think at this point Rey was going to work you at Mania, or with you at Mania, or did you still think it was going to be you versus Randy Orton?
Well, I was told recently, you know, at that particular time that I was going to work Orton at WrestleMania. But when Rey won the Royal Rumble, I kind of knew we were going to have a triple threat match, and I was okay with that. Anytime Rey is involved in a match with me, I know it's going to be 5-star.
Mm. And there's two who are still getting it done in the ring. Rey Mysterio, big news this week. It's going to be on the cover of the video game.
That's awesome. Congratulations to Rey.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk about the exploitation, by the way, of Eddie Guerrero's death with Rey's win here. Did you feel it was done that way? Because honestly, I want to get your perspective. What are your thoughts on that?
I thought it was done in great taste. I mean, to have Rey Mysterio, Eddie's best friend, win the world title in Eddie's memory, I thought that was an awesome moment. And I don't see why anybody would be upset about that.
Yeah, I'm a full agreement with you. And I think it did a lot, too, for guys that always didn't fit the profile of the big man world heavyweight champion. It's done sure. So much. Rey has really been such a prominent figure when it comes to smaller guys and what they can do in this business. So I'm with you.
He's a megastar. He really is.
He's amazing. So we go back to the Observer, and it said the decision was made to put the Rumble in the middle of the show. They ended with Angle versus Mark Henry because of the gimmick where Undertaker's magic would cause the ring to collapse, which obviously has to be at the end of the show. It was clearly a mistake. People were leaving in droves during the match, which was terrible, and the match had no heat, and whatever magic pop they got for the special effects hardly made up for ending on such a flat note. So a lot going on here. Was it because of what Undertaker does after your match to determine where you guys would be? Is that what you guys were told as well on the main event?
Yes, because Undertaker was going to do this grand entrance, and he was going to have some magic going on, pyro, lights, explosions, and the ring was going to implode, and we had to save that for the end of the night.
So as a result, do you think, Kurt, that you were put in a position of failure? Were you set up for failure going on against Henry last on the card?
In some ways, yes. I mean, you had the Royal Rumble on in the middle of the show, and then you had John Cena versus Edge right after that, and then our match came last, and it was a long night. I mean, these fans were there for 5 hours, and to already see the Rumble and see a world championship match between Cena and Edge, we were a hard act to follow. Or we were following a very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. I get what you're saying there. Yeah. Following all those had to be next to impossible.
It was
what
a did long you time for the fans. They were leaving, after Edge and Cena. And
yeah.
It was a bit disheartening, but you know, there's nothing you can do about that. That's the way the show had to go.
What did you think about working with Mark in general? Do you think it worked, or did you think it didn't work? Do you think there was chemistry or no chemistry? What are your general thoughts?
I thought we had a pretty solid match. The only thing was it was the end of the night, and it was a really long night.
Okay.
Tired. But, you know, it was a very short match, though. It was only like 8.5-9 minutes. I think if we would have put in a little bit more time and we had been on earlier, the match would have been much better.
Well, Kurt, we have the clip here. We clipped some splices of the match together. So let's check it out. You, Mark Henry, what we're here to talk about today, Royal Rumble 2006. Let's check it out.
Kurt is very, you know, he's very focused. He's a smart competitor in there.
The straps are off.
You know what's that?
There it is.
The ankle lock. The ankle lock locked in. He's got it. He's got that ankle lock. Tell him, tap out.
Let Mark Henry tap out.
Get the Fari off the damn apron already. Enough.
And Mark Henry again. Oh. Kicks out. This time, Angle inadvertently takes out referee Charles Robinson.
Two times some in a matter of crazy three days. Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah. Now, how would you come up with a ref spot? Like, they just talk about it beforehand with Charles? Pull him in? Say, hey, this is what we're going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we plan it before the match.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty easy to do.
Just as long as Charles shows up and does what he's supposed to. Now, you just took a chair shot to Daivari outside, cleaned his clock.
Off the skull of Daivari.
Watch out!
Steel chair. Oh, my.
Talk about strong.
I think I did hit his head still.
Stop that, the momentum of that chair.
He pulled. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's so powerful.
And now he just tossed Angle halfway across the ring.
I don't know what bent the chair more, Daivari's head or Mark Henry's hands.
I don't care how you're big. That's going to stop everybody. The old nut shot.
And now Kurt Angle, steel chair.
I'm a baby face right now. What the hell am I doing?
You got a chair. You're hitting him with a chair. You're hitting him in the nuts, and you're a baby face, Kurt.
I was always a tweener.
Tweener. But that's what gave you the edge. Nobody wanted a white meat baby face at this point.
No, it did. The fans really did appreciate it.
Too.
It's a particular time.
Henry kicks out.
It sounds to me like the fans are really into it, to be honest with you.
The ones that are there, I mean, I do see a lot of red chairs, though. Check it out next time they do a far away shot. Meltzer's not lying.
I just wonder if the people thought when the Rumble was over, the show was over.
Yeah, see the red chairs in the background? Now you're taking the turnbuckle off here. Now you've exposed the turnbuckle here.
Uh-oh. Kurt Angle. Revert. Kurt Angle.
Oh, my God.
Kick to the knee. Go off the steel turnbuckle.
Schoolboy, schoolboy.
He's got him here.
He's got it.
That was a heel win.
Listen, you threw him into to the turnbuckle that had the padding rip off. You hold his tights when you give him the schoolboy. Everything about's a heel, but man, we're cheering for you, buddy. Uh-oh, here we go.
Listen, this is the best entrance I've ever seen. I had chills up and down my spine during this. I was such a fanboy. This is unbelievable. Being in that ring for this. And this is the first time he came back as The Undertaker. He was the American Badass. This is his back as the Taker.
Look, he's on a white horse coming down, buddy.
And Armageddon, and it's The Undertaker. He's on a... What the hell is...
I mean, I said this before. I felt like I was going to have an orgasm.
Well, before you do that, hopefully you pull your slinglet sleeves back up so you can contain it. We don't need you blowing off your trunks. Here he comes, the Taker.
He just rode a black chariot in here.
The great thing about Taker is he always takes his time.
He always what?
He's so dramatic. He always takes his time.
Yes.
He's never rushed. He really knows how to, you know, let this settle and, you know, just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Just the ambiance and the whole set. Everything is
Yeah. You know, letting things just
breathe. He lets it breathe.
Yes, lets it breathe. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look at you. You're holding that title for dear life. It would go off the air. My goodness, Kurt. You know, they can say anything.
They didn't show the ring imploding, though. What happened?
No, and it's not on the network, man. It's not on the network, that part. And here's another thing, by the way. You know how we did the Royal Rumble Megasode? And I added the clip at the end for you and Christian, and I found it on YouTube to add it to the show, where you said, you know, where you're talking about, I jump up and down on my quad. Buddy, they ripped that. That part of that is not on Peacock.
Wow, they took it out.
They cut that back part of that promo with you and Christian. It is not on Peacock. They spliced it and took it out.
One of the best pre-tapes ever.
Buddy, it's not there. I had to find it on YouTube for that episode.
Crazy.
Sorry, it just made me think of that when I also said they didn't show. I didn't see the ring implode
either. We can't even ask the fans to go on Peacock to see it.
Yeah, and you know what? That clip I might have just gotten was from Derek Sabato, who does research, helped me grab that off YouTube. So I don't know if that one's on Peacock or not, but I will tell you they did trim your awesome line there, that pre-tape with Christian. That is gone from Peacock.
That's crazy.
But so there we go. Let's wrap up this match with what the Observer and what Meltzer would say. He said Kurt Angle would beat Mark Henry to keep the title in 9 minutes, 29 seconds. Crowd was dead and leaving for this one. Henry did some strength spots. Angle used a German suplex and an angle slam for a near fall. Angle whacked Daivari with a chair, which we did see. And then Henry blocked it with a super strength. You hit him with a low blow, whacked him with two hard chair shots to the head. Henry would kick out. You did the turnbuckle padding. You undid that there. Henry charged, used a drop toe hold. His head hit the exposed metal, and then used a schoolboy of sorts for the pin. I think, again, to quote Meltzer, this was the worst match of Angle's career. Post-match saw Undertaker come out for a title change challenge for No Way Out. His magical power saw lightning come into the ring, and then the ring collapsed, and that was it for the show. He gave it 3/4 of a star, not even a star. So Dave is super negative about the match. What say you? Do you think this was the worst match of your career at this point?
I don't know if it was. I know the match was really brief, and it was at the end of the night. And, you know, and there was a very exciting pay-per-view, especially with the Rumble and Cena and Edge. So I just think we're put in a bad position. And do I think that was the worst match of my career? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, to that point. Yeah, there you go. Well, Dave, sorry. We really love your research, and sometimes we enjoy some of the commentary. But
we beg to differ.
But we beg to differ a lot here on the Kurt Angle Show, and that's why we have Kurt Angle to hear it straight from the man himself. So talk about it a little bit more. Were there issues putting this one together at all? You said that you, Charles, and Mark Henry kind of spent the day working through some of the match. How was it putting the match together? Was Mark tough to work with, easy to work with? Talk about that process, Kurt.
Mark was great to work with. He agreed with anything that I said, and you know, he was open to ideas. Charles was great with the ref bump. I thought the match was fairly solid, just a very short match.
Hmm. Well, listen, it was fun. It was a good, entertaining match in terms of just the storyline build. Again, seeing you go from Raw to SmackDown, the confetti, the world title. You're still the world title holder here. And, man, lots of fun stuff. And then you talked about that orgasmic experience with The Undertaker and all that stuff after the match. Man, is there any inside secrets you can share with us about how they make all that happen with The Undertaker? And what goes on at Disney there? I mean, WWE.
I don't know what they do, but I mean, this stunt was incredible. The magic guy, the stunt guy, the pyro guy did an incredible job. I mean, it was magic. It really was. The moment was incredible. I know the fans had a treat that night. And if you have never watched it, go look for it on Peacock or on YouTube. You have to see this entrance. It's awesome.
There you go. Well, Kurt, next week here on the Kurt Angle Show, we'll be celebrating the 1-year anniversary. I'm sorry, not the 1 year. It's actually going to be the 5-year anniversary of your show from Against All Odds. No, you know, we're not talking WWE days. This is TNA, baby, from 2007. And my goodness, from the Royal Rumble in 06, winning the World Heavyweight title, to you getting your first shot at the NWA title since joining TNA against Christian and all that leads up to it. I know you're looking forward to him, to that one. I know you're also a fan of working with Christian, weren't you?
Oh, Christian was one of the best. He was great at structuring matches. That was his biggest asset. He had incredible ideas, very innovative ideas. He was a lot of fun to work with.
That's right. 15-year anniversary. I don't know what I said, but it is the 15-year anniversary that we'll be going back to do that. And I'm looking forward to it. So that's going to wrap us up this week, Kurt. But before we get out of here, man, you know what we do at the end of every show? It's time to talk about all the fun stuff you got going on in your life. And we're going to start with those chicken snacks at physicallyfit.com, buddy.
Physicallyfit.com. The chicken snacks. We have chicken protein here and plant protein here. There are 11 different flavors. Incredible taste. You're going to love them. We've got nothing but 4- and 5-star reviews. You can get these at physicallyfit.com. If you use the code ANGLEPOD20, you'll get 20% off your first order. If you become a member, if you go online on the website, physicallyfit.com, you become a member, you get 25% off forever.
Man, that sounds like a great deal. Great snack food to have. Full of protein, man. I know people are looking to get in shape. It's still January.
Low carbohydrate, yes.
Working on those goals for 2022. The other thing that I wanted to touch on is KurtAngleBrand.com, where you can find some really cool stuff, even like this Angle milk carton, man, where you get all this fun stuff, the three I's, intelligence, integrity, intensity. Kurt, tell them about the KurtAngleBrand.com website and what they can find there.
You can get milk cartons, cowboy hats, birthday cards, signed autograph photos, t-shirts, cameo voice messages. We got the whole ball of wax. just go to KurtAngleBrand.com and sign up, and I'll send you whatever you ordered. I'll send it to you, personalize it, and send it back to you.
I love the cameo idea, man. Be creative with your cameo requests for Kurt. He does it in usually a very quick turnaround, but some people have been having lots of fun with those. I've seen lots of fun ones floating around online. So take advantage of it. Hit up our man, KurtAngleBrand.com, for all your Kurt Angle needs. Lots of good products to choose from in the shop. You can find him again, like he said, on Cameo. And then finally this week, WildcatBelts.com, where you can get that exclusive World Heavyweight Championship belt, that American Hero Championship belt. Man, there's a limited amount of those. Kurt's holding his up now on video with that beautiful design. 5 plates. It has his 6-time world championship plate, and the gold medal plate is on there as well, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The belt comes autographed by him on the leather strap, as well as a certificate of authenticity that is autographed by him, and a stand that is autographed by him. And so, man, they've gone all out. Andrew and team at WildcatBelt.com have gone all out on the design and this beautiful belt, Kurt.
It's one of the nicest belts I've ever seen. It's not just because it's mine. It's quality leather, 24-karat gold plating. The designs are incredible, and I'm really proud of this belt. There's only 4 left, 4 remaining. And you go to WildcatBelts.com, and you can order yours.
Buddy, red, white, and blue just pops on anything, especially a world championship belt. And when you see Kurt Angle. When you see Kurt Angle's name there, man, it's a sense of pride like nothing else. Check us out, YouTube, the Angle Pod, also Twitter and Instagram, at The Angle Pod. You can find Kurt on Twitter, at Real Kurt Angle, and that's where he gets real. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun, and I'm very entertaining. Or you can find him on Instagram at The Real Kurt Angle. Kurt, it's been a pleasure this week. Look forward to getting back with you again. Check us out on ad-free shows. You and I are doing some fun bonus stuff this year. I know we recently recorded Austin against you from 2001, which we had covered in that Royal Rumble Megasode when we talked about that match at Raw. And that was a lot of fun. We're going to do more of that stuff this year. So get in on adfreeshows.com now. Dude, they just had Ric Flair on last night to cover his 92 Rumble.
I thought it was an incredible episode. And, you know, it was about Ric Flair, I think, 1992 Royal Rumble.
That was it. And Rick was on.
It's really cool to hear it.
Yeah. So again, great stuff at adfreeshows.com. Level up, be a part of all of it. But that's going to do it for this week. On behalf of Kurt Angle, I'm Paul Bromwell. We'll see you again next week here on The Kurt Angle Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying The Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie. Is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for The Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.